Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, hope you are in the best of health. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and qubuliyat. Inshallah, Mufti Sahab, the Ummah is waiting for your beautiful nasiha this morning. Inshallah, bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. We've reached the halfway mark, O Ummah. There must be a change in our lifestyle. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Furqan, the Criterion, chapter 25 and verse number 70. All of us are guilty of committing sins. Some commit major sins, some commit minor sins, but guilty, we all are guilty who are sane and mature. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 39, verse number 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. People will castigate us, people will make their comments and what have you. But you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala more and more. Especially now in the second half of Ramadan, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Chapter 39 and verse number 53. So in today's lesson, chapter 25, verse number 70, that is what we are going to discuss. Barakallahu feekum to you, Maw Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, and our Zakaria Mota there in Durban. So chapter 25, verse 70. Now people who committed major and heinous crimes, illa man taba, except if a person makes tawbah, he repents. We show remorse, we show regret, we fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah that are outstanding, we fulfill the rights of creation, and immediately we move away from the vices in which we are indulging. So then it means we are going in the right direction, and then we must not go back to that vices and a relapse. That is what we call Tawbah and Nasuha. Chapter number 66 and verse number 8. Illa man taba wa amana, and he must renew the faith. It doesn't mean he's out of the fold of Islam. Yes, if he committed shirk and he committed, you understand, kufr, blasphemy, polytheism, then he has to renew the faith. But we don't say that for every major sin you must renew your faith. Only certain cases like kufr, blasphemy, or shirk and polytheism. So wa amana means that we enhance and increase our iman, our faith. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and then we continue with the righteous deeds. Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants, we must continue with the righteous deeds right till our last breath. The benevolence, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. If a person does good deeds after committing vices, Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The righteous and the meritorious virtuous deeds will erase and expunge the vices. Yea, Almighty Allah is explaining that. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Those are the people Allah Jalla Wala will replace their vices with good deeds. Allah will expunge it. Almighty Allah will remove it from our book of deeds. Which bank will do that? you owe them overdraft, overdraft is haram, unlawful in Islam. Then you go there and speak to the manager, and they say, fine, we will remove all that. And not only remove, we will make all that 1 million, 5 million, 100 million, and place it in your credit balance. Nobody will do that, but Almighty Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Go into sujood and sajda and cry to Allah and say, I am guilty as charged. There are no mitigating circumstances. Learn to speak to Almighty Allah. Out of salat, you speak to Almighty Allah in sujood, in any language, when you're prostrating to Almighty Allah. See how Allah motivates us. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very forgiving. Rahima, very, very merciful. Allah knows everything, past, present, and future. He knows He created us weak, and we will commit vices and sins. So daily istighfar. Istighfar is for the past. Sihri time is the best time. Take out 2-3 minutes. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. And tawbah is for the future. Ya Allah, do not let me go back to that evil, devilish lifestyle. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us all tawfiq. Everything happens. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. That Almighty Allah grants us the ability, capability, capacity to do so. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Day number 172 of the Gaza genocide. Today some very, very important news. You ulama, students, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jamaah, you should write down certain notes. It will help you long future lifetime. Yesterday they had an immediate ceasefire there in the United Nations. 14 countries voted yes, America abstained, and a disgrace for both parties. Disgrace for America, disgrace for Israel, both a terrorist and super terrorist, and both of them crooks. There's no honor among crooks, as you know. Why disgrace for America? Thrice they vetoed it, and the whole world condemned them. Remember that you're allowing and you're complicit and you're an accomplice in this genocide and war crimes and ethnic cleansing. So they learned a good lesson, America. They had to eat humble pie, and Israel. Israel Bibi, the war criminal and the butcher of Gaza, he's licking his wounds, they're fuming and they're very upset. How come you didn't use your veto and so forth? So their problems will continue and get worse, inshallah. The war in Gaza is a war on children, and the starvation is not because of famine and drought. It's man-made, a deliberate target by the Israeli authorities to let the children and people of Gaza pass away and become shuhada and die. May Allah Ta'ala destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Now, because America did not use their veto, so the Israeli delegation, which was supposed to go this week, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever, to Washington, have cancelled it and say, we're not coming now. We're very upset. Go to hell. You can fight. What we got to worry? I told you, you must listen to George Galloway. I told you this yesterday. I was elated, delighted when I found what George had to say. George Galloway says the US, United States of America, and UK, so Sunak and Biden and all these crazy guys, they are lying to say ISIS was responsible there in Russia. The finger points to Ukraine and to them, Americans. So that is what George said. Same thing I told you yesterday. Although Putin is saying now, but deep down he's still pointing the finger towards Ukraine. So you should know what's happening. Pakistan, you know, Choro ki hukumat is government of thugs and so forth, so America will put a little bit pressure on them. So Pakistan is mulling and considering or reopening trade with India. 800, so what will be the deal now? So this will be the deal. 800 Palestinians will come home, insha'Allahul Aziz, and 40 Jutlas will go back to Israel. So that is most probably what will happen. So Hamas are very, very happy with what has happened. Israel and America humiliated disgrace on the international fora, and that is what Almighty Allah taught us. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. You in the Gauteng region, remember, you have 1-2 minutes left. Take your tablets, give your wife a neck, a peck on the neck, and then finish up now. So remember, don't continue too long, brother. And remember that it's just 1-2 minutes left for the Gautengers. Now let's go to Trump. We got 2-3 items about Trump. Trump warns Israel, you are losing a lot of support globally, internationally. So Trump is telling them, you're on the losing side. Trump and Stormy Daniels. You know, Trump can't remember what how many women he slept. They can never look after their rifles, these guys, these haramis. They just park their rifle in the parking, they put it in the loading zone wherever they want to. So Trump and Stormy Daniels, you understand, prostitute in simple terms. So criminal charges will start against Trump on the 15th of April. First time in the history of America, a former president will be charged criminally. So remember another story regarding Trump. Trump wins reprieve. So now in 10 days' time, he must pay $175 million. So he will get it because he got his supporters and so forth. That's what he says. You know, I told you about these Jutlas yesterday, that especially in Israel, they are super terrorists, super murderers, and super, you understand, rapists. Now see, this is in the Haaretz newspaper. So rape charges will be taking place there. 2 incidents happened in the Tel Aviv clubs. What will they do with the Palestinian women and children and so forth when they do this all in their own clubs and so forth? So these are haramis from the president. They can't look after their rifles. So they had a president, Katzef, and that Katzef couldn't look after his rifle. So he was busy with this woman and that woman, and then they sent him to prison. And that's where Bibi deserves to go, the haramis. Good news, mashallah, in Brits, mashallah, the report people sent to me yesterday, our children are back home, mashallah. That one youngster and one young daughter of ours, Allah Jalla Wala protect us, protect our children, grandchildren. Always read Surah 12, chapter 12, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Putin, I like you, Putin. We need haramis like you, especially nowadays, and to give America and NATO a good bloody nose. India knows. So Russian bombardment continues in Ukraine. Indian explosive found in Gaza. What you say, Modi? You are guilty, right? Because you and the Jutlas are your teacher and you are the students, and both of you are the worst enemies of Islam in the Muslims, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. There are 60 to 70 countries helping Israel, and yet they cannot penetrate the tunnels, yet they cannot free one hostage. What a disgrace and indictment on America, on UK, on Europe, on NATO, and all these haramis helping Israel. And then you must add Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and all of them giving them oil. All useless shaitans, haramis, traitors, murtads they are. So that is the truth there. Muslim family assaulted in Holi. Holi is the Indian festival of colors. So they found one Muslim family and they assaulted them. What will happen? Nothing. This is Hindufta. We in Hindus rule here. Jao, jao, Pakistan. Jao, jao, Kabristan. So they tell the Muslim families, pack up and go to Pakistan. You stay here, we will send you to the Kabristan, to the graveyard. So that is the largest democracy in the world, where the Muslims, Christian, and the Sikhs are all treated, remember, second, third, fourth class citizens, and especially the Muslims. If you know anything about India, you must remember there's a province called UP. So there are plenty madrasas madrasas and darulums and Muslims. So now they're going to close all the maktabs and primary madrasas and say they all must go to school. All this is just, you must remember, grandstanding, so he can win more votes from the Hindus, and he doesn't bother about the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, our ulama, our scholars there in UK, they stood up against the other Hindu, and that is Rishi Sunak, Richie Rich, and more than 400 imams rejected Sunak's proposal about extremism and so forth. You must stand together and you must humiliate him. He's on his way out. He won't win the elections, inshallah. And thereafter, remember, Obama visited UK a few days ago, a secret clandestine visit. So what was on the agenda? I'll tell you what was on the agenda. You see, we're going to pull off something against Russia. So you must also just make you know nothing. You know, Obama is the real president. He is teaching Biden what to do. And he's teaching Sunak, because Sunak doesn't understand these things here. So that was one thing. Second thing, he told him, we're going to drop OBB. We fed up with BB. Obama and BB Netanyahu never ever had a good relationship. So he taught him, for Biden and Sunak, you must not use your veto, and we will teach BB a good lesson. We will abstain America, and you, UK, you must vote yes. So that is what they did, and they gave them a good smack in the face. Thereafter, you must remember some local news. People are asking, today is the 15th of Ramadan, what are the virtues of reading Dua-e-Jamila on the 15th? Nothing. Dua-e-Jamila itself is not authentic. I would not advise anybody to read Dua-e-Jamila. Read Quran Sharif, read Durood Sharif, read Istighfar, read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Alhamdulillah, good news I received last night. The Trichat Masjid is open where I was, you understand, in the weekend. So they started reading their 5 daily salat. Jummah will take place this Friday. Itikaf will take place, mashallah. Allah reward all of you, Mona Ismail, Osman and family, and our brother Qasim Ba, you understand, Hashim. So Allah Ta'ala reward them that they open a new masjid, inshallah, there. Now there's 2-3 stories that you should know about. The DA leader, there in Cape Town, they had iftar, right? You know, in Cape Town, they have it. So the DA leader is there in the mix. So now they're worried they're going to lose, you understand, many Muslim votes. So this is my fatwa, and you must quote it wherever you want to. To vote for the DA for us Muslims, absolutely haram. A vote for the DA is a vote for genocide. And how the opposition parties want to bring the ANC below 50%, and I agree with that. Similarly, you Muslims in the Western Cape and anybody else of justice, try and ensure you bring the DA to less than 50%. So that is something you should aim for. If you just strategize, you got time on your side, and you can do it with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. We need to teach the Jutlas and the sympathizers of the Jews and Zionists a good lesson. Remember that. They mustn't think that we idiots and so forth. See history. This is a history lesson for you. Write it down in your Ramadan diary. 15th of Ramadan, and it was 1994. Baruch Goldstein came, and inside the masjid in Hebron, whilst our brothers were reading Salat, then what he did, the harami, the mass murderer and super terrorist, he opened his Uzi. Immediately he shot, and whilst they were facing Qibla, Baytullah, Makkah, Mukarramah, 29 of our brothers immediately became shuhada and martyrs. The others succumbed to their injury. It was a Saturday morning and Fajr time, and the total death toll, we reached 70 approximately. So these are the haramis. What the Israelis did, I read Salat Day in 89 and 92, the whole entire masjid ours. After this incident of 94, the Jutlas, the Israelis, stole our masjid and occupied it. And remember that now you will find the front portion for the Muslims and the back portion for the Jutlas. That is what they do, the biggest crooks and terrorists and murderers and rapists they are. So our Mona Musa Akudi, inshallah, inshallah, he and his team are going to Palestine in 1-2 days' time. So those of you who want to send some money, zakat, lillah, humanitarian help, go send to Maulana Musa. You can just send me a message afterwards. We'll forward you the numbers and you speak to Maulana Akudi yourself, inshallah al-Aziz. So zakallah khair, Maulana. We have about 7 minutes, 8 minutes left, inshallah, for the Sharpshoot Q&A, and then we'll join you at 20 to 6, inshallah al-Aziz.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. I've been working with my husband since we got married. He doesn't give me an allowance nor any wages. Should I ask for a salary? Jazakallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We had this question either in the Q&A in the weekend, but nevertheless, we'll repeat it. So if you are working at your house, remember, not working in the shop and that in full view of the public, then you're working from home, so that's very good. And if you're working in the shop and so forth, tell him you're no more coming there, and he must give you a salary or some pocket money and so forth and so on. You are one lady and you are fulfilling 4, 5, 6 portfolios, so that is a akhlaqi farz, a moral obligation upon the husband. And if he's so miserly, stingy, then you help yourself with one hand. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the wife is Hinda. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu is the sahabi, the husband. She came and said, Ya Rasulullah, they are different words. They said, Ya Rasulullah, inna Abu Sufyan rajulun shahihun, rajulun mumsikun. That is a person little bit stingy, you know. So he, Habibuna rahmatullil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told her, for Hinda, the wife of Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, that khudi bil ma'ruf. You help yourself, but little, but not you take everything now. So if the husband is so conjuice and makhichuice and so stingy and miserly, then you help yourself little bit as well. And inshallah, then he will realize that what he's doing is wrong and what you're doing is right.
Beloved Mufti Sahib, please clarify what's the ruling is for going out after Taraweeh to have coffee, etc., to places where there's intermingling of sexes. Is this ruling gender specific, i.e. only applicable to women or men or both? Please, Jazakallah, explain.
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that after Isha Salat on ordinary days besides Ramadan, then we should not be going here and there and so forth. We must sleep so we can wake up for Fajr Salat, we can wake up for Tahajjud. So now it has become a trend, like, you know. So after Taraweeh Salat, we must go to the coffee shop, we must go to this person's house, and it's a weekend, we're going to have a big braai and so forth and so on, talk nonsense, gupshup maringe, and futile talk, futile speech. All this is haram, not permissible. So remember, you're wiping all your ibadat away. What Quran says, innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat. The good deeds, they wipe out the vices, but we're using the vices after the good deeds. So what are we doing? So whether it's male, whether it's female, all not permissible. You must go back to your house, and you can sit with your wife, sit with your husband, sit with your children, have a cup of tea, and then you must sleep with the intention we're going to wake up early to read tahajjud, to make istighfar, to make dua. The pious people are who? Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. At suhoor time, they are busy, engaged in istighfar. So that will be the law and the ruling according to Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah.
Mufti Sahab, please explain the 4 schools of Islam and which school do you follow?
Remember, in Islam, I'm giving you all the references that you must follow Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's commandments. Surah 40, verse number 7. 40, verse 7. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ آتَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. So the malaika are making dua for those people who make tawbah and they follow your path, Ya Allah. We must follow Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, chapter 3, verse number 31. And then we must follow Sahaba, chapter 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ. So everywhere these verses, you will find the word ittiba, chapter 9, verse 100. Then chapter 31 and verse 15, 1-5. Chapter 31, verse 1-15, 1-5, 15. It is not 1-15, just 15. So follow the path of those who turn towards me, the awliyaullah, the imams. So I follow the Hanafi school generally. So you must remember that. So we studied because of Darul Newcastle. Allah Ta'ala grant our principal, our spiritual father. He was like a fatherly figure. Mu'a Qasim Sema Jannat al-Firdaus, we had majority, very few Hanafi students. We had all the Shafi'is and Hanbalis and Malikis, all mixed back there. And the Hanafis were in the minority. And then Mawasema used to ask, who will teach? So I used to say, I'll teach with Allah's help. I never saw the kitab in my life. But Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So that is how that we learned all these different schools and so forth and so on. So remember, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala's kalam, direct speech, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching, preaching, Sahaba radiallahu an, the awliyaullah and the four schools. That is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Sahab, did your Fatima compile a book already on the life of Mufti A.K. Hussain? If not, she should do it while you're still in her presence. Would this be Isali Sawab for you when you're gone?
She say sun sun kar sunni ho gayi. She say that, so she's listening to my lectures for past 40, 50 years now. She's tired of all these things here. So go to my website, you understood, muftiakhussain.net. There is a brief profile there. So Allah Ta'ala reward our listeners. Some of them, our ladies, they did it, you understood. So they're updating it also and so forth. So you'll find some insights there and so forth. So if you want to contact me, email akhussain@gmail.com, and the website, we have three websites, but for my personal data and information, muftiakhussain.net. The second one is markazsahaba.com and Darul Iman, Iman with the E, E-M-A-N, so you must remember, at .co.za. So you visit all those websites. So inshallah, we'll stop here. I have to read my sunnats and then go to the masjid. So inshallah, tomorrow the salat time will change, so we'll have more time inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, ma salim kareem, and to you listeners. My wife is tired now to typing and all these things here, so I type little bit, you understand, so my big fingers and all this kind of thing, make mistakes also. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.